Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting 5th. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting 6th. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting 9th. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The third baseman, Barry Bonnell. Batting third. The left fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Putnam. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Matt Young. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs strikes out. There goes Evans. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bonnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Kearney reaches second base with a double. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kearney moves to third. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball towards left. Rice catches it and throws to home to double up Kearney. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bonnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0 for 1 in the game. Putnam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonnell moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonnell moves to third. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Mariners. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kearney takes first base on ball 4. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Allinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Putnam for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Mariners. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kearney hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Barry Bonnell now playing left field. Domingo Ramos now playing third base. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradley. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stapleton moves to third. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stapleton scores. It's 4-1, Mariners. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allinson moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Allinson moves to third. Evans moves to second. Dave Beard now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. One out. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. Two outs. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Putnam hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Putnam reaches second base with a double. Larry Milburn pinch runs for Pat Putnam. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Milburn scores. It's 5-1, Mariners. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis is walked intentionally. Mark Clear now pitching. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Bradley. Easler reaches second base with a double. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Easler moves to third. Two outs. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Beard. Easler scores. Miller moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Mariners. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Stanton now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Owen. Miller scores. Gedman moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-3, Mariners. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gedman scores. Remy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Mariners. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to third. Evans moves to second. Roy Thomas now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.